Welcome to the Rapid Learning Center's audio tutorial, Introduction to OAT Physics. By listening to this audio tutorial, you will learn about the optometry admissions test, the computer-based test format of the OAT, OAT physics comprehension areas, test preparation strategies as well as test-taking strategies, and information on how to attack and solve physics problems. OAT Introduction Concept Map. In this tutorial, we'll discuss registration for the OAT as well as test content. We'll give specific tips and details about the test day, including the computer-based nature of the test, as well as how you set up a test date. The OAT test itself has four main sections with a break in between: the Survey of Natural Sciences, Reading Comprehension, Physics, and Quantitative Reasoning. We'll also discuss OAT scoring. OAT Physics Concept Map. The topics include units and vectors, linear kinematics, statics and dynamics, waves and magnetism, rotational motion, fluid statics, thermal energy and thermodynamics, optics, modern physics, electrostatics, DC circuits, energy and momentum, as well as harmonic motion. Let's begin with an introduction to the Optometry Admissions Test, or OAT. The Optometry Admissions Test is a standardized test that all applicants to optometry school must take. It's a computer-based test. The OAT is taken on the computer, and you can register to do so at the Association of Schools and Colleges of Optometry. The Association of Schools and Colleges of Optometry, or ASCO, is in charge of the Optometry Admissions Testing Program. The OAT is designed to measure general academic skill and understanding of scientific information. The test is administered by Prometric testing centers. Special accommodations for the test can be made with a written request submitted at least 60 days before the desired test date. The OAT is actually administered at Prometric test centers, and after you register, you'll get a phone number to call and set up a test date and time and place. You can register for the test online or request a paper application. The examinee will be photographed and fingerprinted at the Prometric test center before the test. On the day of the test, don't forget to bring two forms of ID, one of which must be a government issue ID, such as a driver's license or a passport. All the information, including name, signature, and picture, must exactly match the information on your test registration. The testing schedule is as follows. Before the actual test begins, there's a 15-minute tutorial to become familiar with the setup and how you answer the questions. Once the test begins, the first section is the Survey of Natural Sciences. This is followed by a Reading Comprehension section. After this, there's an optional 15-minute break. Following the break is the physics test. The last section of the test is a quantitative reasoning section. And after the test is complete, there's a post-test survey. The total testing time is between 275 and 300 minutes. Let's discuss each of the four sections in more detail. The Survey of Natural Sciences is 90 minutes long, and there are 100 multiple choice questions. These questions are divided between biology, general chemistry, and organic chemistry. Review question. The following question is based on what you've learned so far in this tutorial. Question. What is a must-have item for the OAT? Answer. One such item is ID issued by the government, such as a driver's license or passport. It's crucial you bring this and that all the information match what's recorded on your test registration forms. The next section of the test is reading comprehension. 40 multiple choice questions in 50 minutes. There are three passages in this portion of the test, each with 10 to 15 questions per passage. And this section tests your ability to read, understand, and comprehend detailed information. The material is typical of what's encountered in the first year of optometry school, and it requires a basic undergraduate preparation in science to be successful. After the optional break is the physics section. 40 multiple choice questions in 50 minutes. And the focus areas include vectors, linear kinematics, statics and dynamics, as well as rotational motion, energy and momentum, wave functions, thermodynamics and electrostatics, DC circuits, magnetism and optics. The last section is quantitative reasoning. There's 40 multiple choice questions in 45 minutes. This section includes basic arithmetic, algebra, word problems, geometry, and trigonometry. And it tests how proficient you are in math and problem solving. Once you complete the test, what's actually reported to the College of Optometry is the composite score, not the raw score. The scores range from 200 to 400. Each test includes what are called equating questions, which normalize the test administered on different dates. There's no penalty for guessing. Scores are based only on the number of correct answers. And immediately after finishing the test, you'll receive a score report and explanation. Now let's move on to discuss the computer-based OAT test. Just like your computer at home, you move through the test with a mouse, keyboard, and screen. The mouse pointer in this case is arrow-shaped. You left-click to select an item or answer, and you can click anywhere in the answer to select it. At the bottom of the screen are the previous and next buttons, as well as other active buttons as you progress through the test. To go back to the previous screen, you click the previous button, and to move on, you click next. You have the opportunity to mark questions during a test to return to at the end. If you're not sure of an answer, mark it, move on, and come back to it. You can mark a question by clicking the mark button. You can unmark a question by clicking the marked button, which will only be visible if you'd previously marked it. Once you're satisfied with the question, unmark it. However, it's okay to leave the questions marked. It will not affect your scoring. Questions that are marked or incomplete will be highlighted in the review questions screen at the end of the test. Some of the questions have additional text or a graphic that goes with the question, such as a periodic table, for example. To view the exhibit, you click the exhibit button and a scroll bar will appear to enlarge the exhibit so you can see it clearly. Once you're done, you close the window and it returns you to the question itself. To answer the multiple choice questions on the OAT, you select your answer by pressing its letter on the keyboard or clicking on the answer itself. Once you choose an answer, the fill-in next to it will become darkened to show which one you chose. You have to choose one of the five possible answers. You can change your answer by clicking on another choice. At the end of the test, you're given an opportunity to review your questions. A scrollable list will be presented, and this will show all the question numbers. Every question will be indicated as either marked, review, completed, or skipped. To review the actual questions, you click on the button that corresponds to the category you're interested in. For example, to review marked questions, you click Review Marked. You can also choose to review all questions or just review the incomplete questions. After you click the button for each category, your cursors move to the first question in that category. Here's another review question. Question: how do you select an answer for the multiple choice questions on the OAT? Answer: you select your answer by clicking on the answer itself or pressing the corresponding letter on the keyboard. You must make a choice from one of the five options, and after you make your choice, the fill-in next to that answer will be highlighted. You can always change your answer by clicking on another choice. If you're confused and have a question, ask. Raise your hand to get the administrator's attention. If you have a problem with the computer, you need scratch paper or something, don't be afraid to ask. They cannot answer specific questions about test content, but they might be able to help you out. Make sure you ask your question before you click the End button. Now let's move on to discuss the physics on the OAT, including a topics list, an overview of OAT physics, and a preview with some questions. The following are the OAT physics topics: units and vectors, linear kinematics, statics and dynamics, rotational motion, energy and momentum, simple harmonic motion, and waves. Also included are fluid statics, thermal energy, thermodynamics, electrostatics and DC circuits, magnetism, optics, as well as modern physics. Here's a test preparation overview. An OAT preparation strategy. First, manage your time. Determine your review areas and make a schedule. Do practice problems. Make sure you understand the concepts. Review the material repeatedly and test your mastery of the concepts with problems and sample test questions. Multiple choice questions require detailed knowledge in the OAT. The majority of the questions are based on your detailed knowledge as opposed to supplying you with a passage of information. After you read the question, and before you look at the answer options, visualize in your mind what's going on and try and deduce the answer. Review the answer options, then make your choice. In the reading comprehension section of the OAT, the passages are long with detailed information. They can be upwards of 10 paragraphs. Each passage will have 10 to 15 questions associated with it. The passages are frequently based in science or other technical information from journals or papers. They require you to integrate what you know with the information that's presented. It's important during your review to have good time management and focus your study. Remember, the OAT does not test every single physics concept. Therefore, only study and review the topics the OAT actually tests. Focus on areas you're weak in. Do not study all the areas concurrently. You can track your mastery with questions and practice tests, and check to see that your focus study is working. The OAT requires advanced planning. Plan ahead and set a study schedule. Plan on and actually study a few hours every day as you prepare. Take short practice tests, and do not put off your study. Review question. Describe what the comprehension section is in the OAT. Answer. The reading comprehension segment consists of long passages of detailed information. These passages can be 10 paragraphs or more. Each passage has 10 to 15 questions associated with it. The passage information is frequently science or technically based, and they require you to integrate your own knowledge with the information that's being presented. Long-term study goals. Some students incorrectly believe that if you study more as the test date approaches, you'll remember more. It's better to build long-term memory by studying in set doses ahead of time. This will result in greater memory and comprehension. Studies show the more passes you make over the information, the more you'll really understand it. The repetition of concepts and information over time is the winning way to master the OAT. How do you master general concepts? General concepts refer to knowing the facts, principles, and processes of physics. Understanding includes how information is interpreted and how a hypothesis or a conclusion is drawn from it. The rapid learning system is a multimodal method of learning, including visual, audio, and written exercises to help with concept mastery. In addition to the rapid learning material, a college-level physics textbook with the relevant topics can be helpful. Also important, during your studying, if any issues or questions come up, seek answers to those questions. If something's confusing or unclear, get it resolved. Make absolutely sure you have no points of confusion as you enter the OAT. Though it might be tedious and time-consuming, it's better to get these answers before the test while you still can. Partial comprehension. For example, let's say you knew that a resistor opposes an electric current by producing a voltage drop between its terminals. However, you did not really understand that the voltage drop between the terminals is in proportion to the current, in keeping with Ohm's law, V equals IR. Also, you're not sure when to use Kirchhoff's first law and how it relates to Ohm's law. You get that R is electrical resistance and V is voltage drop across a resistor. Ohm utilized Kirchhoff's circuit laws as a foundation. Kirchhoff essentially said a current entering a junction is equal to the current leaving the junction. Let's discuss an example. Let's say in the OAT, you're presented with a wiring diagram and given including a number of resistors. If you're presented with this question, you may instantly want to jump to use Ohm's law. However, if you've connected the concept of Kirchhoff's law, you'll know that this is the way to go. Remember, Ohm's law evolved from Kirchhoff's law. By going through the rapid learning tutorials, you'll learn not only the equations to use, but how to connect the concepts. To identify and correct partial comprehension, use the rapid learning tutorials, do practice problems, and tests. Connecting concepts, i.e. Ohm's and Kirchhoff's law, will help you on the OAT. Let's talk for a moment about resources during your studying. Use different information sources or resources to engage different levels of learning. Use rapid learning modules, practice problems from the web, textbook, and courses. Study groups can be a great way for discussion of concepts and to do a reality check on your own personal comprehension of the material. A very useful resource are cheat sheets. Cheat sheets summarize what you've learned into simple and brief outlines. Use the cheat sheets supplied in the rapid learning tutorials. Cheat sheets should include all key terms and concepts. You can also add memory clues for yourself as you review. Cheat sheets must only be used as a memory aid to review. They do not replace detailed learning of the concepts. Another useful tool for studying are flashcards. Flashcards are simply an index card with a question on one side and the answer on the other. You can make your own flashcards or use a website to design them. It's important that flashcards only be used as a review and not in place of focused study and learning. Now let's move on to discuss some test-taking strategies, including knowing the test ahead of time, planning your attack, focusing, and choosing the right answer. Here's an overview of test taking. First, it's important to know the OAT test before you take it. Plan your test taking strategy and then work the plan. Use your focus building techniques to help you stay focused during the actual test. Apply whatever techniques you need to zoom in on the answer and avoid word traps. If you don't know the answer, make an educated guess. Here's another review question. Question: how should flashcards be used as part of preparing for the OAT? Answer: flashcards are not a replacement for detailed mastery of material, but they're very useful for tracking your progress and reviewing what you already know. Use the information-rich tutorials of Rapid Learning Center to get deep learning necessary for success on the OAT. Here are some tips for the test day. Arrive early and prepared. Remember to bring the necessary ID with you. Do not bring books, study materials, calculators, cell phones, etc. into the test center. Leave your personal items in the locker or storage cubicle you're provided with. Before the actual test begins, you'll be given a chance to become familiar with the computer and system during the tutorial. The staff at the test center cannot answer specific questions, but they might be able to help you with your problem. Then, as soon as the test begins, pace yourself. At the start of each section, determine how much time you have and track your progress. Have your strategy before you start the test. If you've taken your practice tests, this should be familiar to you. Do the same procedures you would as if it was a practice test. It's very important in the OAT to remember the time limit per question. Each section has a lot of questions to answer in a limited amount of time. Don't get too involved in any one question. You'll lose time quickly. Set a time limit for each question and keep track of your progress. You don't want to cut yourself short and not be able to answer all the questions before the time runs out because you spent too much time on individual questions earlier in the test. It's important to focus to minimize distractions. Focusing builds confidence, it'll increase your speed and your score. You can simulate this by taking practice tests and studying in a quiet environment with no TV, music, or phones. Write or make notes as needed, engaging more areas of your mind, which will help you to retain and regain your focus. Beware of the familiar. Test writers love to include something that seems very obvious as an answer choice. This will tempt you to choose the wrong answer because it seems correct at first glance. let's discuss an example question. A car falls off a cliff 125 meters high and it lands 100 meters from the bottom of the cliff. How fast was the car going as it rolled off the cliff? Here are your answer choices. A, 10 meters per second. B, 20 meters per second. C, 25 meters per second. D, 50 meters per second. Or E, 125 meters per second. In this problem, choice C is the trap, 25 meters per second. Many students are misled to calculate the vertical first rather than appreciating they're solving for the horizontal motion. The initial speed of the car is calculated by using the equation describing the horizontal motion of the car. Also, as you take this test, beware of the absolute. The absolute answer is usually wrong because it only takes one exception to break the absolute. Let's look at an example question on this. A freshwater pond freezes on a hot day. Which law is broken? A, only the first law of thermodynamics. B, the first and second law of thermodynamics. C, the second law of thermodynamics. D, Newton's first law. Or E, Newton's second law. Answer A can immediately be discounted because it's one of the absolutes only. Newton's laws are about motion, so they do not apply. This leaves answer choice B and C. The question says which law, not which laws, plural. So therefore, B is out. This leads you to choose answer C, the second law of thermodynamics. Beware of the absolute statements such as always, never, or all. Dealing with similar and opposites. If two answer choices are very similar in wording, the answer is probably neither of them because there can only be one correct answer. Out of two opposite choices, one is usually correct. Similar choices are typically both incorrect. Remember, the test wants you to differentiate between two core ideas and often presents them as either or opposites. Let's discuss an example question to see the significance of opposites. Here's the question. Which of the following statements correctly reflects Newton's second law? A, the direction of the force vector is always the same as the acceleration vector. B, the direction of the force vector is opposite of the acceleration vector. C, the force is proportional to mass divided by acceleration. D, force minus mass is proportional to acceleration. Or E, none of these statements correctly represents Newton's second law. If you have no idea at all about which of these answers is correct, base your guess on the clue of opposites. Choice A and B were opposites, and these should be the answers you focus on. The question implies there is a change, so E, which said none of the statements correctly represent, is also eliminated. In this case, the answer choice is A. By making an educated guess based on opposites, you correctly answered the question. Educated guessing is really just wrong answer elimination. With each answer you can eliminate, your probability of success increases. Start by eliminating the answers you know to be wrong. Then you can eliminate absolutes and focus on opposites. Typically, answers that are worded very similar are not the correct choices. Review question. Question: how should you deal with similar and opposites on the OAT? Answer: if two answer choices are very similar in wording, the answer is probably neither of them because only one can be correct. Out of two opposite choices, one is usually correct, whereas similar choices are typically both incorrect. Remember, the test wants to differentiate between two core ideas and often presents these as either or opposites. Summary. Here's a summary of what you've learned in this tutorial. OAT success involves preparation for the test, planning and implementing a test-taking strategy, using rapid learning tutorials for deep learning mastery, completing practice test sets, reviewing subjects, and strengthen your weak areas. Build deep and detailed knowledge of concepts. Mental skimming will not work for this test. The test itself is divided into four main sections: natural sciences, reading comprehension, physics, and quantitative reasoning. apply test preparation strategies. They include time management, concept mastery, practice problems, and review. During the test, apply test-taking strategies. You know the test before you go in, so you can immediately plan your attack, build your focus, zoom in on the right answer, and guess the right way. Congratulations on completing the Introduction to OAT Physics audio tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.